Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Dave Edwards. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cubbage moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is called out on strikes. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin strikes out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Otis reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin strikes out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard fires to first and picks off Edwards. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. John Weathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weathen is 0-for-2 in the game. Weathen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood pinch runs for Butch Weiniger. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gary Ward pinch runs for Mike Cubbage. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Ward moves to third. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodwin is walked intentionally. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 0. The Royals will come to bat. Glenn Borgman now catching. John Castano now playing third base. Gary Ward now playing right field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards throws the ball into Wilfong, who tags McRae, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.